Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're strapping in for something that honestly feels like science fiction. We're talking about the final bridge for artificial intelligence, not into the digital world, but, you know, into our physical space. It's this whole emerging field now known as physical AI. And our mission today is really to give you the ultimate shortcut to understanding how digital brains are finally, truly starting to move and manipulate the real world.
And I think the place to start has to be this idea of the physical AI inflection point.
Right. What does that actually mean?
Well, traditional automation was rigid. Think of a car factory robot arm. It does one thing perfectly over and over, but it's in a cage, a controlled, predictable space.
And if anything changes, it just stops.
It just stops. Physical AI is totally different. It's adaptive. It learns from what it's doing, and it can work in messy, unstructured places.
Yeah.
You know, like a chaotic warehouse or even your home. That adaptability, that's the game changer.
So if adaptability is the goal, what's actually powering it? What's the brain in the machine that makes it all work?
It's the foundation models. These are the generalist engines, like OpenAI's GPT-5 or, in this space, something called Tepidollars from Physical Intelligence.
Okay, but how do you connect a general intelligence like that to, you know, a physical arm and hand?
It's a mechanism they call VLA, Vision Language Action.
DLA.
Exactly. It basically unifies everything. It combines the eyes, the ability to understand an instruction like pick up that blue box, and the motor control to actually do it, all in one seamless process.
That sounds smart, but does it sound fast?
Yeah.
I mean, to be safe around people, it has to make decisions in real time.
The speed is, frankly, breathtaking. The sources on the Tepidollar model, for example, say it can predict the next 50 physical steps in about 100 milliseconds.
Wow. So it's thinking dozens of moves ahead almost instantly.
Right. That's how it can catch a slipping object or avoid a collision before it even happens.
Okay, so the intelligence is there. Let's pivot to the body, the hardware. We're all seeing these new cable-free humanoids like the Boston Dynamics Electric Atlas. But what's the most surprising sensor breakthrough? The thing that gives them real dexterity?
I think it has to be tactile sensors. It's the sense of touch.
Beyond just vision.
Way beyond. A robot like Sanctuary AI's Phoenix can use touch for something called blind picking. Vision might tell it where a part is, but touch tells it how to hold it, how much pressure to apply, or if it's starting to slip. Vision can't see that.
That fine motor skill is crucial. And I guess this all comes down to the bottom line, right? This is only happening now because it's becoming affordable.
Exactly. The numbers are pretty stark. Goldman Sachs is reporting a 40% decline in production costs for these humanoids just between 2023 and 2024.
40% in 1 year.
In 1 year. And the big players are already seeing the return. Amazon's reporting a 25% boost in supply chain efficiency. BMW is using Figure 02 humanoids to reduce worker fatigue on their assembly lines.
Okay, so those numbers are huge. But that always brings up the human question, the fear of job displacement. What do the sources say our new role is?
It's a valid concern. And look, manual repetitive jobs are definitely at high risk. But the shift we're seeing is that human workers are becoming system supervisors.
Meaning what exactly? Like a manager for the robots?
Sort of. It's about managing the edge cases, fine-tuning tasks, and being the human quality control layer. You're not doing the repetitive lifting. You're using your brain to manage the system that does.
So the most important skill isn't physical anymore. It's about knowing how to work with these systems.
Precisely. The sources call it AI fluency. It's becoming the single most in-demand skill globally, the ability to manage and use these tools effectively.
So to summarize our deep dive here, physical AI is moving from the lab to the real world, automating tasks we once thought were impossible to automate, and that's driving a huge wave of productivity.
It is. But I want to leave you with a final thought that goes beyond the factory floor. The sources also point to AI-assisted surgical platforms. Right now, they're achieving a 30% reduction in complications during operations and cutting patient recovery times by 15%. This isn't just about economics. It's changing human lives.
It puts a whole new perspective on it.
It does. And it makes you wonder, what other critical human services, from elder care to disaster relief, are going to be completely redefined by intelligent machines?